Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show. And this is what we're doing on this week's program. The first segment, we're going to have Angeline. She's going to revisit a subject, actually address something that's very hot in the news. And that is about Hillary Clinton and the prospects of her re-entering for a rematch with President Trump and becoming a candidate for the Democrat nomination, whether that be through being drafted, whether that be through declaring as a candidate. Angeline has felt all along, kind of ahead of the curve, that Hillary would re-enter the political arena, that she would become a candidate one way or another. I've said all along adamantly that she will not. And so will Hillary be meddling and menacing this campaign? Will she interject herself, insinuate herself, ingratiate herself, impose her will, and interfere? That is, election interference. Remember that, the Russian hoax? Well, Hillary's doing kind of her own version of interfering with an election, kind of a foreign force, if you will. So we're going to go to Angeline's report here, and then I'll take on the rest of the program, and you'll hear those other segments and my views and my verdict, if you will. Have at it, Angeline.
So I wanted to talk about Hillary Clinton and the 2020 presidential candidates. Quite a while ago, Tom and I were discussing Clown World and the Democrat presidential candidates, and this was during the debates. And I said to Tom that I really believed that I didn't discount that Hillary Clinton wouldn't run. I really felt like there was still a chance that she would run. And Tom shut me down and he said, oh, absolutely not. She'll never run. She's finished. So I just want to revisit some happenings in the news lately. I don't know if you've noticed, but Hillary Clinton has been making the rounds. And you might say, oh, yes, but she does have a reason. You see, her and her daughter just released a book. So now they're obviously making these PR media appearances. Recently, they've been on with Stephen Colbert and Late Night. They've been on, or at least Hillary's been on CBS This Morning on Sunday, The Washington Post says recently that Hillary is openly dismissed President Trump. She's saying he is an illegitimate president. He knows he stole the 2016 presidential election. NBC last March, okay, said Hillary said she won't run for president in 2020 and vows she's not going anywhere. Now, recently, October 5th, San Francisco Chronicle, Willie Brown wrote an article, Who Should Run Against Trump? How About Hillary Clinton? He goes through and he makes these valid points. Number one, Bernie has had health issues. So it looks like he hasn't said yet, but it looks like he probably won't go any further. Even if he stays around for the immediate future, I think as time goes on, he'll have to bow out. Biden now is in a mess with him and his son. And, you know, was he really wrapped up in corruption? Elizabeth Warren. Now, this is Willie Brown, who I gather would be on the more liberal bent. Elizabeth Warren has a following, but is it strong enough to win the presidential election for the Dems? And it appears that he says no because she's too extreme, too far to the left. Okay. He says she sure seems loose. Clinton has been making the media rounds to promote her book that she wrote with her daughter, Chelsea. It would be an astounding development if she got in the race. Okay. So, folks, this is what I have been noticing recently. More and more media appearances and more bashing of Trump. Okay. But this is what Hillary always does. Okay, so now this is me. Isn't it timely that her book would come out just before the big 2020 candidate election push? Just before it's about to start, because now we're coming up to the last year now before voting. So rather than just her, if she wanted to run, rather than just her running around bashing Trump out of nowhere, I surmise that this book was intentionally planned for release for now. And this was done so that we could use, or she could use this book as an excuse to put her out in the media. Because now she has a reason. She has to push this book. But you see, what else she could be doing is testing the public's acceptance or rejection of her to see just how strong of a candidate she could be. Plus, it gives her, of course, the secondary platform to keep this negative narrative against Trump going. In other words, I think she's using this book as a tool to take the temperature of the public. As far as she's concerned, she wants to run, boy. She wants to be president, but she wants to make sure she can win this time. Now, folks, this is all my opinion. Here's an interesting October 1st, 2019 Vanity Fair. Steve Bannon predicts Hillary Clinton will run in 2020. Okay, so this is from the Vanity Fair article. Apparently, Bannon made a claim on Fox Business News that Hillary's attempting to shoulder her way back into the political arena. She is running. She is trying to just decide how to fit her way in, okay? He said, and this makes a lot of sense, and I kind of said this. I'm going to go back to what I had said to Tom a while back, but Bannon said he says that she could take over the centrist lane from Biden. You see, because Biden was, when you looked at all the wackos running in the Democratic Party, Biden, believe it or not, was the most centrist. But now it looks like he's probably not going to make it to the end. So this would be the perfect role for her to come and pick up as centrist. And like I told Tom, I think all these clowns, these really extreme left clowns, make her look more normal every day. Okay. Now, Bannon said, of course, she's denied any interest in the 2020 race. But Bannon says Clinton's presidential press junket, okay, and this is what I've noticed, that she's going on all these programs. Clinton's press junket is a sure sign she's jockeying for the position ahead of the presidential primary. Okay, so I predicted her running on early in the program with Tom. We spoke about this on one of the early Tom Donahue shows. I'm going to find the clip where I said to him that I thought this could be a strong possibility. My reasoning was, it seemed to me that most of the Democrats running for president were nothing more than a clown show, so extremist that they would need a centrist to enter the race. And I believe I said something similar when Tom and I were talking about this, because now it looks like Clinton would be able to bring balance to all this clown craziness. Okay, so she swoops in as the centrist. Now it appears she has the most level head. She brings balance back to the party that's in trouble. and at least give it the appearance that she's a centrist, even though we know she's not. So here we are. Voila, enter Hillary Clinton. So I'm going to now try to find that clip that Tom and I were discussing. And so this is, I really think, a strong possibility that Hillary Clinton wants to be president and that she's probably going to run. And that's my opinion. I heard somebody this week, I can't recall who it was, saying the Democrat Party is so afraid that they're losing ground, that they're going so far left with these clowns that they have right now. I think there's 20 some odd now that have said they're running in 2020. And they said their strategy is to go so crazy left so that they can then bring out Biden and possibly, I wouldn't be surprised. I said this early on, and possibly Hillary Clinton and dragging her back out on stage.
No, I think they would go after Oprah before Hillary. They know Hillary lost, she'll lose again. She has no chance, and she's just unlikable and unrelatable. But I think it's going to be Biden, and I think Bernie.
Make them look like moderate, so they have these far left clowns.
Yeah, but Biden is likable to the Dems, and he's likable to some of the lunch bucket crew, and he could win Pennsylvania, being right there in Delaware, and he's always doing things at the University of Pennsylvania and various other things within Philadelphia, and Ed Rendell, the beloved governor at one time here. So he's going to be a challenge, even with his gaffes and all those kind of things. There's no chance. Hillary, the Clintons are done. It's all legacy stuff now for them.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store. Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Show. Tom Donahue Reports. So glad you can be with us. I have to respond to my esteemed colleague, our contributing host here at the program. And Angeline, I have to compliment you because you are so right that there are so many voices now suggesting that Hillary could or should run. There are many of those folks urging her to run. She wants to run. But I'm going to still stick with my original assessment, and that is a prognostication. She will not run. And I believe that with all her baggage, and we're not even going to talk about her health, because there's been a lot of talk about that in the past, and the fact, fainting and coughing and and disappearing and loss of energy and maybe even some mentality besides psycho issues. But, you know, I really believe that the Me Too movement really pounced only 20 years later on Bill Clinton, and 25 years later. And the fact of the matter is, or 30 years later, depending on what abuses we are going to zero in on, I believe that, you know, with her devastating loss, not only did it rock her world, not only did it affect her mood and mentality, and that's a fact, but Hellish Hillary realizes that she could never recover from a second loss to Donald Trump. I mean, she's lost to Obama, and she really should have lost to Bernie, and she knows that. I could say no way in hell. That Bernie and AOC are going to allow her, even Michael Moore, allow her to run. They'll do everything to sabotage that effort. And then how about Elizabeth Warren? She'd be on the warpath. And there's a lot of disgruntled voters that are saying, okay, enough of the Clintons, enough of Hillary. And there are plenty of women in this race. Then you're going to have the argument that, well, you know, you have to be a centrist. You can't be too far extreme leftist, progressive, communist, even socialist. But Hillary really does embrace those concepts. But she can, you know, package herself or repackage herself in such a way that's more palatable. So I know there's pragmatic aspects. I know there's people that hope and either believe that she could or should run, but I don't believe that that's going to happen. And this program, you know, we welcome divergent views. I welcome a contributing host and researcher and producer that has a different viewpoint, different vantage point. And I accept that and I understand that. I just happen to disagree. I've been pretty right on over the years in terms of my political periscope and my prognostication skills. That doesn't mean that I'm right on this. Doesn't mean that Hillary won't jump in or be pushed in or that something could happen at the Democrat National Convention where, you know, they call her to duty. But it's going to get more and more interesting, especially with Biden and his baggage, and Biden in trouble. And Biden cannot—he cannot fill stadiums. He cannot even fill big auditoriums, and he certainly cannot fundraise. But I do believe that the Democrats are going to push for a woman, and it's not going to be Tulsi Gabbard. Sadly, because I think that she's the better of the bunch. And again, I don't accept, you know, where Tulsi Gabbard is coming from in a lot of areas. But there are some areas that she does make sense, more of a common sense, pragmatic Democrat, although leaning progressive. And she did endorse Bernie Sanders, so that tells you something there. But she didn't want to go for, you know, the Clinton machine. And so that was an act of courage in the past. But Hillary Clinton of recent times says that Trump is obsessed with her. And maybe there does need to be a rematch. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Get bludgeoned again. It happens. Speculation abounds after Hillary Clinton tells Trump not to tempt her into a 2020 presidential bid. Now, I could see Hillary holding out and then hoping and praying that, you know, she's the answer at the Democrat National Convention. I mean, almost like a call to duty. You know, in the sense that she's doing it out of patriotism. Yeah, right. Not patronage, but patriotism. But the point is that Hillary really wants this. And I can see why Angeline and others feel so strongly about this. But Angeline was onto something early on, that there is those rumors and those rumblings cannot be quelled. You know, there is still Hillary, you know, lurking backstage, and she is starting to creep her way back, and some people want that. But I still think there's enough Democrats say, no. Okay, if there were no other women, the Democrats really are pushing for a woman and a woman of color. I mean, that's really what they want. They want, you got to have a double dose of minority and maybe even a triple dose. You cannot have a white male, even though, you know, it's interesting that AOC, although she's kind of a protege of Bernie Sanders, and she decided to go with Bernie, you know, stay solid with Bernie, and she wasn't swayed by Warpath Warren. So it's going to get more and more interesting. But there are many articles out now. Even Ben Shapiro, conservative radio talk show host and publisher, is saying that now is the time for Hillary to jump in. And there's quite a few articles. And you can see, the feud going on between Hillary and Tulsi Gabbard. And that's getting more and more interesting and more heated. I don't know what's going to happen with that. But, you know, I just think that calling people Russian assets, whether it's a Trump, whether it's a Gabbard, whether it's Jill Stein, you know, from the Green Party, just ridiculous. I mean, look at Ralph Nader. He ran against various Democrats over the years, and he did siphon all votes, and hey, it happens. Perot siphoned all votes. Buchanan, these things do happen. It's, well, we're supposed to have free elections, and we're not supposed to have just two controlled parties, corporate parties. So, you cannot blame any third party, movements or candidates. And you cannot blame other people for your own misfirings and failings. And quite frankly, Hillary was just too dang lazy, too darn lazy, to campaign in the Rust Belt. You know, she didn't want to do as many speeches and rallies as Trump. You know, she didn't want to work as hard. You know, she felt that, she was entitled because of the Clinton name. And yes, for legacy's sake, she wants to go out a winner. She's not going to. She does have an impressive resume, even if you disagree with her policies and her, actions over the years. But nevertheless, she was the one that pushed Bill Clinton into politics. But she knew that, you know, the time was not ripe for a woman at a higher level office. And so that's why, she got behind Bill. And in many ways, Bill was kind of a groomed asset, someone that was kind of a Hillary Manchurian candidate, if you will. I mean, if you really look into the background, it was Hillary that was aggressively pushing Bill into politics. And how about all the the two for one? And she really was almost a co-president there for some time, until the health bill failed miserably. And she kind of took a little bit more of a background, a little bit more of a traditional approach to First Lady. Well, Hillary run, I still say, In my humble prediction, no. And I'll say even Hellcat, no. That's hellish Hillary. Hellcat Hillary. I just think that there's too many strokes against her. Meaning really too many folks against that move. And I don't see her being looked upon by majority of Democrats as their savior. I don't see them seeing her as the only option or the best option to run against Donald Trump. And so as much as people would love to see the rematch, and people love to see sequels, and people love to see those kind of things happen, I'm going to still say it's not happening. That's my view, and I'm sticking to it. So more to come. Right back. Hold tight. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store. Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store. Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty-loving and freedom-fighting.
I have to weigh in on more on Hillary Clinton. You know, I just can't help it. And I hearken back to her campaign, not just 2016, but also when she faced Obama. And the fact of the matter is, that was back in 2007 and 2008, that she was lame then. She's still lame. She's still lazy, lethargic, and lackluster. So really, I mean, how is she going to take on a triumphant Donald Trump, regardless of impeachment or not? And speaking of that, she's weighing in herself and really ingratiating herself and in being very intrusive, if you will, you know, butting herself in to the 2020 Democrat campaign season. And so many are wanting to, well, shun her. Many are wanting to tune her out. And who really, in their right minds, would want to hear what Hillary Clinton has to say? But here's a headline from Breitbart. Hillary Clinton says about Donald Trump, it's very hard to beat him if he's not impeached. And then, of course, we know about the spat and the feud and the blame game as it relates to Tulsi Gabbard. And, of course, back in her campaign in 2016, she discusses Jill Stein, both Stein and Gabbard, as Russian assets, which is ridiculous, nonsensical, and just, you know, just fraudulent. Now, Donald Trump also has come to the defense of these women. But again, you know, the Democrats aren't going to, you know, mention that really, you know, or even applaud him for trying to defend these women against hellish Hillary. And Trump says Hillary Clinton's claim is crazy. It really is. It says here in another article, and this was on Fox News, on their site, it says Trump reignites feud with Hillary Clinton and bashes her recent attacks on Tulsi Gabbard and Jill Stein. Well, I'm glad he is standing up for them. Hooray. Good going, Mr. President. Let's just break down Hillary Clinton's personality. Or the lack thereof. And she's someone that kind of grates on you, sort of like Warpath Warren. You know, they're very similar in terms of personality, except Warren does have a lot more energy. You know, when she beats the drum and gets on the warpath. But Hillary does have, she really lacks a personality, unless you want to include that cackle of a laugh, which is horrifying, frightening to say the least. But yeah, the Hellcat, the hilarious one, really the hellacious one. She is someone that is not relatable. People do not connect with her. You know, there's no warmth. She's just someone that, you know, is just a political animal. She's someone that just craves power. She's someone that believes that she's entitled and that she's an elite. And she should be treated accordingly. But
at least with Bill Clinton, I mean, he had his few projects besides women, but he really, you know, some of us thought that maybe he would try to become the next president of the world, if you will, or the Grand Council, maybe through the United Nations or whatnot, but he really hasn't. You know, he may have the Clinton Foundation, and, you know, he's been involved in some, you know, projects through the foundation. But other than that, there really hasn't been that much seen or heard. And, I think he played a huge role in getting Obama reelected with the campaigning. So, and of course, he helped and hurt Hillary, you know, depending on what day it was and what city and what was being discussed and how he behaved or misbehaved. Yeah, so Hillary has a people problem, you know, meaning a personality problem. And she just cannot communicate and relate to and connect with people. And you really have to. I mean, even though, you know, the president, Mr. Trump, has a personality disorder, and we've talked about that on other occasions, there is a, you know, at least half the country close to it that really likes the guy, that respects the guy, that relates to the guy. I mean, look at the rallies. Hillary Clinton could never pack a house unless they were paid and bust in. And even then they would leave early or be a no-show. Because who wants to hear her? I mean, really, who has the patience? Who has the interest? So I think a disgruntled and disinterested Democrat Party will play a huge role in either behind the scenes or maybe even out front saying, stay out, go away, you're retired, you know, go back to the woods, you know, go back to the swamp, in the woods, go somewhere, leave us alone. I don't even know if they really would want Hillary Clinton to speak, although they probably will at the nominating convention, because you give her the microphone and she's liable to say, hey, this should be mine. I mean, she might actually do a hostile takeover in a hilarious way, but she wouldn't think it's hilarious. But yeah, she might need to be institutionalized. Who knows? But no, Hillary is not going to run one way or another. Either she's going to be told, stop this nonsense. You know, third time is not a charm. And that there are other women and there are other candidates of color. And, so the minorities are represented. And that they don't need another angry white woman retread. They just don't need it. I mean, they got Warpath Warren. Okay? And there's, you know, quite a few candidates that represent all colors and backgrounds, okay? Yeah. So they don't need Hillary. Now, some would say, I mean, if you really believe that middle of the road and progressive is going to work for the Democrats, you know, at least satisfying a Democrat base, it's not going to happen. They want that push to the socialist order. They want all the crazy things that are being talked about, and of course, you've got this rift and divide in the country, so that I think that, you know, Biden, if he didn't have so much baggage, and believe me, there's been so many dug up bones that don't bode well, you know, for the Grabmeister, you know, and for someone that continues to flip flop and try to defend and switch positions. And there's no enthusiasm for his campaign. I'm almost surprised that there was from the beginning. And the big thing I want to mention, Obama's not going to come in any way, say Hillary's the one. He's not going to anoint her. There's no way that Obama, for his own legacy, is going to support Hillary Clinton's third run at the gold. And I don't think he's going to endorse Joe Biden, even if Joe Biden does start to resurge again. And he's going to need a resurgence because the campaign coffers are dry and people are not donating and people don't, they see the writing on the wall. And so his campaign is, which I'm somewhat surprised. I thought it would go the distance and be competitive, but at this juncture, it is not. So, Hillary, bye-bye, see you later.
Nobody's interested. Nobody cares. And you don't deserve it. And there's no way you would earn it. And you're not entitled to it. So see you later. Bye-bye, Hillary. Rest in peace. R.I.P.
Music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store. Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store. Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Oh, I have to add this. Here's an article from AP, the Associated Press. And it says, Democrats' 2020 race has a new shadow, Hillary Clinton. And she says, oh, well, you know, she's on a book tour and she's just making her comments known. And so her people are just saying that she's not really trying to, get into the race and that's not her intentions, but she wants her voice heard. And, well, that's ridiculous. She really does, down deep, wants a return to politics. And she wants to compete, and she wants to win the White House, or steal the White House, or just topple anybody and everybody that's in her way. But I think she knows down deep that it's not going to happen. And I think she knows, whether it be her health, her personality, you know, her vigor on the campaign. The point is that I don't think she could take another devastating loss. I know in her own mind she wants to believe she won, but she knows the rules of the game. She knows it's electoral votes. She knows that it's not the popular vote. And she knows that Trump spent no time in California and no time in his home state of New York because there was no relevance. There was no reason to try to siphon off or garner additional votes. But this shadow, it's sort of like the shadow government. She's been, part of this deep state. Dark state. I mean, she was Secretary of State. She and her husband certainly are still hardwired and connected, you know, to the government swamp and to its deeper and darker state. And that's just the fact of the matter. And look at how, you know, she got such royal treatment as it related to, you know, her email server and, you know, all the things that she was accused of and in all likelihood guilty of. But yeah, accusing fellow Democrats of being Russian assets, attacking. And again, of course, part of it is a little jealousy there. And again, Hillary for 70, she's not a bad looking woman. She never was a great looking woman, but that's just surface stuff. You look at Tulsi Gabbard and you know, there's a little jealousy there. Okay. When you look in the mirror, you go, boy, that woman's got it all together. And so, yeah, so I think that there's a little bit of that clawing cat fight, you know, in her too. But Tulsi Gabbard, the Democrat Party is not going to let her be the nominee. It was sort of like when Pat Buchanan, you know, the Republican Party actually said that. The RNC said they weren't going to allow him to be their nominee. You know, Donald Trump just said, well, you know, I don't need your money. and I don't care what you think, and I'm going to go on the attack. And one way or another, I'm going to let the people decide, and I'm going to be your nominee. So he basically hijacked the party. I mean, he literally did a hostile takeover, and he won. And he's remaking the party in his own image. I mean, who would have thought that? But that's really what's happening here. But yeah, so other candidates are speaking out about the Hillary shadow and her creepiness. You know, I mean, she's trying to creep back into this. You know, but I think that one way or another, either she'll recoil out of fear of a third, you know, devastating loss, or, you know, the snake's, you know, the serpent's head will be severed by the party or by people that actually, you know, are out there doing the work in the campaign. And I think there'll be enough Democrat candidates that want to become the nominee that would join together. I think that there would be a revolution. I think that there would be a revolt in the party if the party higher ups in you know, the DNC tried to deny them their rightful place, you know, in terms of competing for the nomination. And so I think that, yes, there's going to be some political backstage maneuvering. There's going to be some deep and dark state demonic moves here. But I think all in all, in the end, this shadowy figure, Hillary Clinton, that is looming and lusting and lurking in the background, I don't think she's going to launch a campaign. You know, I don't think she has it in her to do this. I mean, if she could do it with little or no effort at the convention, and I think if she were drafted, conscripted, you know, then it's possible. Anything's possible. But I'm still going to say, and I'm still going to stick to my original instincts and impulses and how, in my own political barometer and my prognostications, and that is that she will not run. One way or another, she'll be denied the opportunity. Could be self-denial, but in all likelihood, it's probably going to be the party just rejecting her. And that's the way I see it. Hillary, bye-bye, see you later. You're done. Rest in peace. Wow, wowee. I keep wanting to say finally and forever, close the book. The party's over. Turn the lights out. And there's more. I mean, this is just an ongoing saga of Hillary, you know, looming and lurking and lusting for political power. And it's, quite frankly, it's pretty darn disgusting. It's pretty stomach churning. But hey, you know, it's American politics. Here's another article. That's why I decided to add on to this report, to this podcast, to this program, and that is Hillary Clinton reportedly considering a last-minute entry into the Democrat presidential race as a candidate. There's sheer speculation. It's running rampant. I have to say that Hillary wants to interject herself, insinuate herself, impose, and interfere. So really, when you think of the four I's, okay? Interject, insinuate, impose, and interfere. Remember we had election interference, so-called Russian interference? And when you really think about this, Hillary's kind of a foreign force, if you will. I mean, she's an outsider. She's not registered as a candidate. She's not a declared candidate. And what is she doing? She's interfering with the electoral process. If she wants to be, you know, have her voice known in terms of the candidacy or the candidates or the race, by all means, declare yourself. Declare your intentions. So really she is this outsider, this invasive, well, there's another I. Okay, so we got five I's. But she doesn't want to earn this. She feels she's entitled. Really, it's like no hope, Hillary. It's there's no high hopes. In fact, there's no dream of Hillary entering the race. There's no hopes. It's just a nightmare. So what does that say for the other candidates that regardless of how crazy they might be, you know, how left-wing they might be, you know, how extremist they might be, how socialist or communistic they might be, that they are working. They are declared candidates. They are debating. They're putting their effort and their time and their resources and their life on hold, if you will, work their way through the political process. And the primaries are upcoming very soon. But Hillary might be just holding out that she'll be the wild card at the DNC, at the Democrat National Convention. I would say still probably not. I'm going to actually say forever not. And even if she got in, there is an article that is using, you know, my terminology, and it says there's apathy for Hillary Clinton's endorsement. So the apathy continues to grow that nobody's really seeking her endorsement. So if you don't have a candidate that really wants her endorsement, what is that? I mean, you would think that she's a woman. She's was first lady, secretary of state, was the presidential candidate, in the last election, you know, according to Hillary, because she likes to add the popular vote from California. And maybe you can throw in New York, that she won the election, meaning she won the popular vote, which really means nothing. That's like saying that, you know, you won the Super Bowl. Oh, I know. There's a good example. How about when UCF, University of Central Florida, went undefeated and they won their bowl game and they declared themselves national champions? Well, I mean, they have an argument that maybe they should have been included in the playoffs, you know, college football playoffs. But nevertheless, no one else is recognizing them. Okay, so Hillary's recognizing herself, and so it ticks her off because when she has a reality check, she has to realize that she's not the president. She probably will never be the president. It was a blown, lost opportunity because if she'd have worked harder, if she would have been more likable, more relatable. And if she had, you know, really been more strategic, she would have been. Matter of fact, if she had worked the controllers more, you know, the masters of the universe, they would have probably fixed it for her. But even they didn't like her all that much, even though they obviously would prefer her over Donald Trump. So anyway, so we have election interference from Hillary Clinton, the one that you know, masterminded to a great degree the Russian hoax. And so she now wants to interfere in her own party's electoral process and doesn't want to declare herself as a candidate, wants sheer speculation to run rampant. So my view here is that she's the interloper and she's the, you know, the interfering force that is really starting to tick people off. And I'm talking about people in the Democrat Party. I'm talking about Democratic candidates. They are incensed. There's another I. Okay. So anyway, I'm just going to leave it. I'm still unswayed, unconvinced that she will run. And I don't believe that she'll even be the one drafted if Biden falls to the wayside. And let's say they're deadlocked at the convention. I still see that they're going to come up with a Michelle Obama or somebody else. So, I'm going to say with my political prognostications that have been pretty darn accurate, that she will not run and that she will not be drafted. She will not be, you know, called upon to become the Democrat candidate to run against Donald Trump. So I say case closed. Other people disagree. So be it. But that's my view and I'm holding to it.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.